1,400 migrants captured at sea along Florida coast over New Year's weekend. By Bob Price on January 5, 2023. Homeland Security Task Force Southeast law enforcement partners interdicted multiple sea-based human smuggling incidents leading to the capture of more than nearly 1,400 migrants over the New Year's weekend. The migrant arrests took place at sea and along the coast in the Florida Keys. Law enforcement partners assigned to the Homeland Security Task Force Southeast spent the New Year's weekend apprehending nearly 1,400 migrants at sea and along the islands and coastal areas of the Florida Keys, according to a tweet from the agency. Many of these smuggling interdictions took place on heavily overloaded boats. Between Friday, December 30, 2022 to Monday, January 1, 2023, HSTFSE interdicted/encountered 606 migrants at sea. 59 migrants on Mauritius. 364 migrants on Atry, Tortugas. 326 migrants in Florida Keys. 27 migrants on Isla Manito BT Dom, Rep. And Puerto Rico. Continued below. Homeland Security Task Force, Southeast, HSTFSE. At HSTF_Southeast, January 5, 2023. Illegal maritime voyages in the Caribbean are always dangerous and very often deadly. Rear Admiral Brendan C. McPherson, Commander, 7th Coast Guard District, and Director, HSTFSE said in a written statement. Smugglers routinely exploit vulnerable migrants for profit while putting their lives at risk aboard overloaded and unseaworthy vessels. These dangerous voyages must not be attempted. Safe, legal, and orderly migration saves lives. The tweet above reports 364 migrants apprehended in a single incident at the Dry Tortugas National Park. By the conclusion of the incident, the count rose to 427 migrants removed from the island by U.S. Coast Guardsmen. Hashtag breaking news at U.S. Seek Southeast reports that all remaining migrants on a Dry Tortugas NPS, an hashtag updated total of 337 migrants, not including the 90 migrants previously removed by at USCG, were removed from the island and are on board a USCG cutter for transfer to Key West, tomorrow. pic.twitter.com/2t8c0mu4shu. Homeland Security Task Force, Southeast, HSTFSE. At HSTF_Southeast, January 5, 2023. U.S. Border Patrol Miami Sector Chief Patrol Agent Walter N. Slozer tweeted a video showing an overloaded sailing vessel with more than 130 migrants on board off the coast of Key Largo, Florida. Smugglers packed many of the migrants below deck, placing them in life-threatening conditions. Hashtag update, yesterday, hashtag Border Patrol agents with support from at HSTF_Southeast encountered over 130 hashtag Haitian migrants in Key Largo, hashtag Florida. The migrants arrived on an overloaded sailing vessel and were packed in the lower deck. These voyages are dangerous and potentially deadly. pic.twitter.com/gmy7f5gtq. Chief Patrol Agent Walter N. Slozer, at U.S. Beep GIF MIP, January 4, 2023. Since the beginning of the new fiscal year on October 1, 2022, the Miami sector experienced a 400% increase in migrant encounters, officials said in a written statement. Since August, the HSTFSE interdicted 7,784 migrants at sea and 4,401 migrants who managed to land off Florida beaches. In addition, officials recovered the bodies of 65 migrants during all of FY22. Human smugglers continue to use makeshift or homemade vessels to move migrants across the Caribbean Sea to the Florida coast. Hashtag breaking, during the past 24 hours, U.S. Border Patrol agents and LA partners responded to 5 migrant landings throughout the Florida Keys and encountered 88 Cuban migrants. At U.S. Seek Southeast at Mixon News at Pomoregders hashtag New Year's Eve hashtag Saturday hashtag Florida hashtag Cuba pic.twitter.com/ac415snkda. Chief Patrol Agent Walter N. Slozer, at U.S. Beep GIF MIP, December 31, 2022. Over 160 migrants have been encountered today in the hashtag Florida Keys. Border Patrol agents with support from federal, state, and local LA partners responded to 10 migrant landings since midnight. Hashtag breaking underscore news hashtag new year hashtag new year 2023 pic.twitter.com/q4kk, Jui. Chief Patrol Agent Walter Enslozer, at U.S. Beep JIFMIP, January 1, 2023. During the first 2 months of the new fiscal year 23, Miami sector agents apprehended 2,048 migrants. This is more than half of the total apprehensions for all of FY22 when agents took 4,009 migrants into custody. According to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Nationwide Encounters Report. During the first 2 months of the previous year, agents only apprehended 336 migrants compared to the 2.048 in the same period this year. A 510% increase in the single sector. From the tweets above, it appears the official December numbers will greatly exceed those apprehended in November, 1,122. Between August and November 2022, Miami sector agents apprehended 3,558 migrants. During the entire fiscal years 20 and 21 combined, these agents apprehended only 2,333 migrants. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price.